is Radio New York Folk Music Worldwide. A program devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, showcasing the top performers and authorities in the field. Now your host for Folk Music Worldwide, Alan Wasser.
Hello again and welcome to Folk Music Worldwide. Today we've got a charming young lady with us, Sue Kahn, up-and-coming new American folk singer. Why don't we give you a sample of her music right away before we get into the interview. Sue, how about we play a hammer song?
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land, I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out warning, I'd hammer out love between my sisters and my brothers.
Sue Kahn doing the hammer song. Sue, how did you first get interested in folk music?
Well, I love to sing. I sang all my life. And when Burl Ives was popular, it interested me a great deal. And I thought the songs were very lovely. And I suppose I got interested from that time on.
You accompany yourself on a guitar, right?
That's right.
You have quite a musical background, don't you?
Well, I've studied at the New York College of Music. And a lot of this has been self-developed, as it should be in folk music.
Certainly. The hammer song is originally a Pete Seeger song, isn't it?
That's right, and it's become so popular today. All the folk groups use it, and I love it. It's one of my favorites.
You do mainly American music, or do you do quite a bit of international?
Actually, I have an international repertoire.
Well, what countries do you specialize in? Let's put it that way.
Well, I have quite an extensive Israeli repertoire, Israeli background.
Would you have any songs in particular you think would be very very good representation of your...
Well, actually, a very lovely song that is fairly recent in Israel is called El HaNegev. It's about the Negev, which is the southernmost portion of Israel, and it takes up, I'd say, about at least one-third of the land there, and it is a desert, it's barren. They hope one day to fertilize and irrigate down there and make it arable. And so they've written a song about it called El HaNegev.
Well, let's hear El HaNegev as done by Sue Kahn.
Soafim, Shamaneh.
Negev, done by Sue Kahn on Folk Music Worldwide. Sue, I know you've been working up at Grossinger's, which is a, well, let's think of it, as an older person's resort, a resort for the established, the well-to-do, out of New York City, somewhat out of Philadelphia and Boston also. And I've always thought of folk music as the property of the young, the college students in the United States. It's interesting to see that it seems to be doing well. Is it popular amongst the older people up there as well?
That's right, it is. But of course, we do get many younger people up at Grossinger's also, middle-aged and older. It's interesting to note that the resort has employed me as their resident folk singer this year, and this is the first time we've tried anything like this up there, and it has gone over very, very well. Along with the folk sings, I also give a demonstration lesson on how to play the guitar, by the way, Alan. And
any promising pupils?
Yes, I do. I also teach up there those who want to take some lessons while they go away on vacation. That's along with the dance lessons that you can take up there and the art lessons, and now we give guitar lessons up there. Because I like to show people that you can play the guitar, folk guitar, quite easily, and it has aroused a great deal of interest.
Really? This is really surprising to me. Do you find that still the most interested are the younger people, or have you found that the established people?
No, I find that the middle-aged people and older people also take an interest in the instrument and in the folk singing. It's a field which allows you tremendous room for expression. And I think that's one of the reasons that it has taken over so well.
Really? I see here on your album, Come All Ye Fair and Tender Maidens, this is obviously not a Grossinger's type song, but this is where, from the Appalachians by
I believe it is, and I originally learned the song from the Lomax book. I believe it's called Best Loved American Folk Songs. It's a lovely melody, very, very plaintive, and appealed to me, and so I put it on my record.
And I would suspect from the title, of course, that it came originally from England, as so many of Best Loved American ballads did.
Very possibly.
Well, why don't we play Come All Ye Fair and Tender Maidens?
sail up here, and then they're gone. They'll tell to you some loving story. They'll declare to you their love is true. Straight away.
Sue Conn doing Come All Ye Fair and Tender Maidens. We'll be talking to Sue Conn some more and hearing some more of her music in just a moment, but first, this message. Well, this is Alan Wasser again, back at Folk Music Worldwide. Before we talk to Sue Conn again, let me just make a plug here, as I usually do, for letters. We always crave them. We're dying for them. We need letters to know if anybody's listening out there. If you want to insert any comments or questions or suggestions, requests, that's fine, and we'll try and follow them, as you've seen before. We paid attention to the requests. But please just let us know if you've heard the show. We're working on another idea. We've got some tapes now from listeners who have gone out and gathered tapes in their own areas of folk singers that we could never get if we just relied on the records available in New York City. If you know anybody, or if you yourself can sing folk songs, why don't you send us in a tape? It should be at 7.5 inches per second, but this is not vital. What is vital is it has to be single track. If you only have a double track machine, just use a blank tape and record only on one side of it. And we're going to put together these tapes and try and make a whole show out of this kind of material, perhaps more than one show. So most of all, write in and let us know if you heard it, but also, if you can, want to send in some of these tapes. Well, back to Sue Khan. Sue, what other countries have you songs from besides, we've now heard, well, what's probably an old English ballad and an Israeli. Any other areas?
Well, I do have an extensive repertoire from the islands, Jamaica, West Indies. I was fortunate enough to have as one of my teachers a man called Irving Burgess. His stage name is Lord Burgess. And long before these calypso songs became popular, he composed Jamaica Farewell, Island in the Sun, and the one that I'm going to sing now on my record called Land of the Sea and Sun. And then they became so popular, as you know, and Jamaica Farewell is really a classic now, and I think it always will be.
Well, let's hear Land of the Sea and Sun.
Many nights I sit here with memories by the score, thinking of the days I spent with a boy I still adore. Well, I'm going back to see him before my days are done. Going back to see him in the land of the sea. About his Beijing girl, he put his thoughts in motion. Now his heart's in a whirl. Well, I'm going back to see him before my days are done. Going back to see him in the land of the sea. Been the same. Think I'll pull up anchor, go home and take on his name. Well, I'm going back to see him before my days are done. Going back to see him in the land of the sea.
Land of the Sea and Sun, as done by Sue Khan. Sue, if we hurry, we've got time for one more of your songs. What would you suggest as a good song to end on?
Well, I thought perhaps this Yiddish lullaby, which is on my recording. You know that all over the world, mothers love their babies and sing lullabies to them, and this really ties in the fact that folk music is universal.
Well, all right, if we hurry, we can just get in Sue Khan doing Yiddish Lullaby. That was Yiddish Lullaby, as done by Sue Kahn. Well, Sue, we're getting awfully tight here on time. I want to thank you very much for coming in. I've appreciated it. I wish you the best of luck. Do you have any records coming out professionally now? Or?
Well, I hope that in the near future there will be one out.
With most of these songs
on? I hope so, yes. And thank you for letting me come here and sing for you and talk to your audience.
Well,
it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much for coming in. It's been my pleasure. This is Alan Wasser saying so long for Folk Music Worldwide.
This has been Folk Music Worldwide. Devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, spotlighting top performers and authorities in the field. If you have any suggestions, requests, or comments, why not write in to Folk Music Worldwide, Radio New York, WRUL, New York City, 19 USA. This has been a Music Worldwide presentation of Radio New York Worldwide.
Coming back across the ocean, down in the West Indies, what a sorrow.